Live music sets the mood at the Broad Ripple Winter Farmers Market. The popular farm stand moved indoors for the first time this winter, using space at Bent Rail Brewery. To the delight of the market's curator, Mark Demmerly, crowds have followed.
And as you can see, in regards to, you know, come in, enjoy some live music, have some lunch, breakfast, pick up a few things, have a drink, and we'll become a real community center point for everybody.
It's late December, and vendors still have apples, leafy greens, and squash. But the availability of some of these products, especially the apples, will peter out as winter drags on. But there will be plenty of local cheeses, eggs, and meats.
The thing we wanted to focus on is food, and locally produced. So the fact that all our vendors have products either that they grow or raise, or it's raised locally.
Mike Hoopengardner owns Redbud Farm and Caprini Creamery with his wife, east of Indianapolis. He's here on a Saturday morning selling goat cheese.
The farmer's market is how we started.
As business has grown, Hoopengardner says weekend markets are a smaller percentage of his income, but he says it's still the best way to meet new customers.
This type of market gets us into those other markets. So this gives us the opportunity to meet not only our $6 cheese customers, but our potential restaurant customers, chefs, buyers from retail.
Markets like this increase access to local goods and offer a financial boost to farmers they normally only receive in the peak summer months. Broad Ripple's market is one of a growing number of winter farm stands in central Indiana. Others include a downtown market that just outgrew its space at City Market and one in Carmel. But winter markets are in more affluent parts of the city, and free-range eggs or artisanal cheeses don't come cheap. And so the markets do little to improve food access in low-income neighborhoods or alleviate Indy's many food deserts. Laura Henderson is the executive director of Growing Places Indy. The organization operates several urban farms and advocates for healthy eating and lifestyles.
Part of the challenge is not just what it's possible to grow into the earlier in the season and later in the season, but also getting people to consider that they could still go out and get fresh produce.
Neighborhood gardens operate largely during summer and early fall. And while more winter farmers markets are a great way to boost that interest and promote consumption of seasonal produce, availability is limited, with just those few markets open a few hours each.
Which is not super accessible, and we realize that. But, you know, one step at a time, we're doing what we can.
Henderson likes the idea of a produce delivery truck or a mobile farm stand to extend the reach of winter produce, but she says those ideas ultimately need to come from neighborhood residents. Denise Ferguson is the manager of nutrition services at the Marion County Health Department. She'd like winter farmers markets to serve a broader range of people, maybe offer more basic staples like beans and rice. Even if fresh food access is harder in the winter, she says something is better than nothing.
To me, the message is just eat more fruits and vegetables, whether they're canned, fresh, or frozen.
There also poses one cap to a growth in winter markets. There have to be enough farmers capable of supplying them. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Ryan Delaney.